Shriyash Upanishad, translated with commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Mantra 11. Vidyam cha vidyam cha yas tadvido bhayam saha avidyaya mityam tritva vidyayam ritamashnute. Translation. Only one who can learn the process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessings of immortality. Purport. Since the start of the material world, everyone is trying for a permanent life. But the law of nature is so cruel that no one has avoided the hand of death. No one wants to die. That is practical fact. Nor does anyone want to become old or diseased. But the law of nature does not allow anyone immunity from death, old age, or disease. The advancement of material knowledge has not solved these problems of life. Material science can discover the nuclear bomb to accelerate the process of death, but it cannot discover anything which can protect man from the cruel hands of death, disease, and old age. From the Puranas, we learn of the activities of Hiranyakashipu. This king was materially very much advanced. And by his material acquisitions, by strength of his nescience, he wanted to conquer death. He underwent a type of meditation so severe that all the planetary systems became disturbed by his mystic powers. He forced the creator of the universe, the demigod named Brahma, to come down to him. And then he asked him, for the benediction of becoming an Amara, one who does not die. Brahma refused to award this, however, because even he, the material creator, who has command over all the planets, is himself not an Amara. He has a long duration of life, as is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, but that does not mean that he doesn't have to die. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means soft bed. This gentleman was interested in these two things, money and women, and he wanted to enjoy this sort of life by becoming artificially immortal. He asked Brahma many things indirectly in hopes of fulfilling his desire to become an Amara. He asked benediction that he might not be killed by any man, animal, god, or any living being within the categories of the 8,400,000 species. He also asked that he might not die on the land, in the air, in the water, or by any weapon whatsoever. So, on and on, Hiranyakashipu thought foolishly that this would guarantee him against death. But in the end, although Brahma granted him all these benedictions, he was killed by the personality of Godhead in the form of a half-man, half-lion. And no weapon was used to kill him except the nails of the Lord. He was killed on the lap of the wonderful living being who was beyond his conception. The whole point here is that even Hiranyakashipu, the most powerful of materialists, could not become deathless by his various plans. What then will be accomplished by the tiny Hiranyakashipu of today, who make plans which are throttled from moment to moment? So Ishopanishad instructs us not to make one-sided attempts to win the struggle for existence. Everyone is struggling hard for existence, but the law of material nature is so hard and fast that it does not allow any to surpass it. In order to have permanent life, one must